You're with The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. A document recently released by the Seattle Police Department shines a light on some of the recent turmoil in the department's public affairs unit. Some of that turmoil arose when SPD hired a former reporter for The Stranger, and then a police department employee said he faced retribution for, and I quote here, controversial distribution of snack foods at a pro-marijuana festival. KUOW's Amy Radel joins us to explain what we're referring to here as Dorito Gate. And before we get to the Doritos, Amy, what was the overall investigation that led to the report?
That's right. So when an employee in a workplace believes that they've been subject to illegal discrimination or harassment, they file what's called an EEO complaint. And a detective at SPD named Jeff Kappel filed a complaint against Sergeant Sean Whitcomb, known as a spokesman for the department, saying that he faced a hostile environment due to Kappel's political beliefs. And in Seattle, not everywhere, but here, political beliefs are a protected category.
So what were the significant issues or specific points that Kappel raised besides political beliefs?
So there were kind of two main issues that came out in this investigation. One was how opposed he was to the hiring of Jonas Spangenthal Lee, who covered crime at the newspaper The Stranger before he came on board at the department. Kappel thought that that newspaper's coverage was anti-SPD. So when they proposed hiring Spangenthal Lee, he was disturbed by that. And he thought that some of Spangenthal Lee's sentiments created that hostile environment. So that's where we first see that phrase of hostile environment. And then one just kind of interesting detail of this investigation is it makes clear that there was actually a criminal investigation by SPD as to whether Spangenthal Lee could have possibly hacked their voicemail system to get some of the information he was getting in his reporting at The Stranger. It looks like that there are detectives named in the report. Most of the names are redacted, but those detectives, we see their names, and they confirmed that that took place. They were so upset over some of the leaks in the media, and this was around the time of the Christopher Monfort case. But apparently that wasn't substantiated. And Spangenthal Lee was hired as a contractor at the department, and Kappel really disagreed with that decision.
Okay, so I can understand, I guess, filing a complaint about that. But what does this all have to do with Dorito Gate? And this is the distribution of bags of Doritos at HempFest, the aforementioned pro-marijuana festival.
Exactly. So then the timing is I-502 passes. We have recreational marijuana legalized in Washington. And that's where we start to see some divisions within SPD as everyone's grappling with the implications of this huge change. And Spangenthal Lee and Whitcomb wanted to take what they had once described as a more lighthearted approach to informing the public about what's happening with marijuana legalization. The SPD published that Mara What Now blog post mm-hmm. that was seen around the world. And then they came up with the idea for this controversial distribution of snack foods, which consisted of bags of Doritos with an informational sticker on them to be given out by police officers. And I think it was that specter that was just, you know, pretty shocking to people. And Kappel said he didn't want to be part of that Doritos giveaway last August because it conflicted with his political beliefs. So he didn't take part. It was voluntary. But the crux of his complaint is he says he faced retribution for that decision. His performance evaluation suffered, and he was pressured to transfer out of the public affairs department.
Were his complaints valid?
The investigators said a preponderance of the evidence would suggest that Kappel did face discrimination for his political ideology after HempFest. But this is where the whole, you know, sea change of legalization enters in, because SPD's Human Resources Department reviewed the investigation and said your political views aren't protected if they interfere with doing your job. And it would appear that officers who disagree with I-502 might have a conflict. So the interim chief, Harry Bailey, looked at this investigation, and he decided it was inconclusive.
So briefly, what happens next?
Detective Kappel has been transferred, or he's taken a job in SPD's narcotics division. And Sean Whitcomb says he can't comment on this investigation, but in terms of HempFest, if they're invited, they'll participate, but he doesn't predict another repeat of the Doritos giveaway.
KUOW's Amy Radel, thanks for shining the light on Seattle Police Department's Dorito Gate and more.
You're welcome.
It's The Record.